But meanwhile, let's look to Ambridge as we hear now the Archers.
Good morning. I bumped into old Nathan Lee the other day. He'd used to come down this way fruit picking every year. Although I haven't seen him for some time. But he still likes a bit of what he calls sport and I calls poaching. But what I remember old Nathan for most was his whip. Ooh, he was the cleverest man with a whip that I ever saw. Well, I expect you've seen these chaps at the circus that dress up like cowboys and use a short-handled whip with a long thong. And when they crack it, they can take a cigarette out of their stooge's lips or an apple off the top of his head. Well, Nathan used this for pheasants. Ooh, he'd go out on moonlit nights, mark a pheasant silhouetted against the moon. He'd crack his whip, and the thong would slip between the branches, loop round the pheasant's neck, and pull him off his perch. Quite a few gypsies was dabbing with a poaching whip in my young day. But Nathan tells me the young uns have lost the art. And I only hope as he's right. Because the whip only cracks when it misses. And chaps like Nathan hardly ever did miss. So it was impossible to catch him. Ah, but he's gone up in the world since we first met. And now he's living in a spanking chromium-plated trailer instead of the old barrel caravan as he started off with. And it's not only Nathan that's gone up in the world either. Our vicar had a bit of a windfall not so long ago, and nobody could say as he didn't deserve it.
And let us bring to mind those less fortunate members of our human family. Those we know, and those we don't know. Those who are sick, or troubled, or going through a difficult time in their lives. Let us think of them, and together ask our Heavenly Father to help them. Hymn number 365, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
Night, Richard.
A most thought-provoking sermon, Richard.
Thank you.
Brian.
Take no notice of my wife. She's under the impression that I dozed off. Whereas I find I can concentrate much easier with my eyes closed.
Oh, I see. Well, good night.
Good night.
Oh, there you are, Phil.
Yes, Joe.
You all right?
Yes, of course.
Minnie, I thought you seemed so far away from me. And sad. Sorry if I broke in on something.
No. It was nothing.
Hello, Uncle Tom. Isn't it a lovely evening?
Oh, yes. The sun catching the church in that way sort of, well, crowns the day, if you know what I mean.
Did you notice how lovely it made Grace's memorial window look?
Yes, proper picture that, Grace. I love to see a bit of stained glass with the sun shafting through it.
Yes. Phil was gazing at it during service.
Well, he's got good reason to, hasn't he? soon be coming round to that time again.
Yes, next month.
Huh? Must be about 25 years ago now.
What a long time to be in someone's memory.
Bless her heart.
Good night. Oh, Phil. Jill, lovely to see you.
Lovely sermon, Richard.
Oh, sometimes they come to one, sometimes they don't.
Have you disposed of that house yet, Richard?
Almost, thank goodness. It's been conveyanced, or whatever they call it. No idea, it was such a complex business.
Dreadful, I've heard.
Yes.
Come on, Phil. Let's let the poor man get home.
Oh, right there. Well, goodbye, Richard.
Bye.
Good night.
I wasn't going to ask what he got for it, you know. I have got some tact.
I thought you might. Anyway, I know.
What? Well, you never told me, Jill.
Slipped my mind. Martha told me a few days ago. But it got lost in a morass of domestic trivia, recipes, shopping lists.
Well, so? How much?
16,000. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Better than a slap round the face with a wet haddock, as our dear daughter said when I told her.
Oh, surely. She would say something bizarre.
Well, I suppose we'd better get home.
Oh, how about a stroll? Once round the church.
How romantic. That is, if you want me along. Well, I can wait in the car.
Silly, of course I want you with me.
Or there's Jennifer and Brian by the gate. I can talk to them for 10 minutes.
Come on, woman. Do I have to drag you by the hair?
Hey, look at those two young lovers.
What?
Over there, Jenny. Going off amongst the trees and the tombs.
Where?
Oh, you've missed them, huh?
But who was it?
Phil and Jill, hand in hand. Very cosy.
What a good idea.
Oh, no. I've got things to do tonight, Missus. If you think I'm going spooning with you...
Things to do on the Sabbath? You ought to be struck down.
I'll risk it.
What have you got to do that can't wait until tomorrow?
I've got a pile of bump on multiple calf sucking to go through, for one thing. Sammy's so keen on the idea.
You're just making excuses, Brian Aldridge. You just don't want to stroll in the gloaming with your boring old wife, that's all.
Jenny...
Good heavens, if Phil can do it.
The limousine awaits you, Jennifer.
Oh, Brian. Just a little
wander.
Hello,
you two.
Oh, Chris, how nice to see you.
Hello, Chris. Oh, I'm sorry I missed you after the presentations this afternoon. It's all a bit hectic, you know.
Yes, we noticed.
Quite a few little tantrums were thrown, I noticed that.
Oh, it's always the same when the tetrathlon ends. Some of the parents make me despair.
Oh?
Present company accepted, of course. But some of them get their kids so worked up and put such emphasis on winning. No wonder some of them burst into tears when no rosettes come their way.
Oh, yes, the bloke I was standing next to had a stopwatch and binoculars. He kept changing colour like human traffic lights at the results. Oh, I wouldn't like to be his little darling boy or girl tonight.
I noticed you doing quite a bit of jigging about and screaming yourself.
Oh, well... I'm not an old stone face like you. I get caught up in things.
I'd notice that, too.
What?
And I wouldn't have you any different, my love. Now,
it's such a pity Adam peaked rather early.
Well, I think he did very well.
I tried to warn him not to overdo it last week.
Oh, he's a fine boy. So enthusiastic.
Well, at least he got a rosette.
Oh, the Borsetshire Pony Club was well pleased to get a fourth place.
I could have kicked that blasted pony of his.
Yes. One of those things a rider has nightmares about.
Poor kid. I really felt for him when he got off to do that slip rail thing and the stupid animal wouldn't let him remount.
Yeah.
And the way the crowd laughed, I felt so sorry for him.
Yes, it's a trick they sometimes learn, going round and round away from the rider. We need somebody at the other side with a stick to cure them of it.
Well, that's the end of another day then, Richard.
Yes, another busy Sunday. Oh, that guttering looks well now, Tom. You made a tidy job of that.
Well, we'll see, won't we? Hasn't been tested in a Rio downpour yet, has it?
No, that's true. Ah, what a beautiful evening. I feel quite reluctant to go indoors.
Ah, I know what you mean. Oh, dear, my brew often has to call me in on nights like this. I can dawdle around outside the cottage for ages.
Yes.
Unless the blooming midges are biting. Even I can only stand them little bloaters for so long. Once they gets working the way under my hat, then I surrenders.
I expect you'll be calling him for a pint at the Bull on your way home.
Well, it has been known, Vicar. It has been known.
Yeah, well, you enjoy it, Tom. I better go in. Dorothy will be looking for me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you sound as if you wouldn't mind getting a pint yourself tonight.
Oh, yes. Especially on an evening like this, it seems such a centre. Smoke, laughter, ruddy faces with the light on them. The warmth strikes me, you know. But Dorothy will have supper ready by now.
Ah, well, I must be more magnetic than you. Oh, dear, it draws me in every time.
Good night, Tom.
Good night then, Richard.
I don't know how Uncle Tom gets round them. And it must be such tedious work. On your knees, clipping between the curbs.
Oh, he doesn't mind the old stone ones so much. He can trundle the mother around those easily.
Some of them are lovely, aren't they? Mm. Look what the wind's done to that one, Phil. It's like some kind of cheese, isn't it?
Yeah. You can't make out a word of the inscription now.
No. Wonder who it was.
Oh, some old Ambridge gentleman. Do you want to go back now, Jill?
Gradually. It's getting cooler.
We'll stop off for a drink, if you like.
If you like, as well.
Oh, good. Well, let's just go around this way.
Funny how the old stones sink, isn't it? Look at that lot over by the wall, like a group of weary old men leaning this way and that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I babbling on again?
No. She's been in her mind, that's all, Jill.
Yes, I know.
Very strongly at odd moments.
Of course.
It's nothing deliberate, you know. She comes and goes.
Yes, darling.
It's the same for everybody, I suppose.
Yes.
Quiet for months, and then she steals into some gap between my everyday thoughts. Very vivacious in some old familiar attitude. And it's the little things that bring it all back. You know, a word remembered, or a gesture.
Not Phil.
And surprisingly, when that pop version of Amazing Grace came out, it hardly had any effect at all. Silly, isn't it? Oh, well. Let's go and get that drink, shall we?
Yes, but let's not stay long, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind. Any particular reason for wanting to get back to Brookfield?
No. I just think it'd be nice for us to be back at home soon.
Ding-dee-dee-ding. One night with you is what I'm a-praying for. The things that we two could plan will make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side.
Blast the blasted thing. You there, Eddie? Eddie!
Over here, Dad. Kicked the bucket at last, have you?
What's that?
I say kick the bucket at last.
Ah, don't talk, stupid boy. Ah, oh, dear. Ain't you got this place swept out yet? Blasted cows will be coming back in again soon.
Blimmin' heck, Dad, what's biting you this morning?
You may well ask, Eddie. Veil of troubles this life is getting for me. Sometimes I wonder why I bother to go on.
Oh, come on, Dad. Things ain't so bad.
Oh, ain't they?
Well, we've got our dairy herd. We've got our cider press
and
for later on.
And we've got blasted Sinclair breathing down our necks.
Oh, well, is he written to us again, then?
Too right he has. Blasted Scotsmen should be banned out of this country.
Now, Dad.
I'd ban them all, I would, coming down here getting good jobs, harassing the natives.
Natives?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I've a mind to tell Lillian about him. Things was all right while she was here.
Yeah, good old Lillian.
Bloomin' great rent increase coming up in March. Do they think I am, Rockefeller?
Of course you can appeal, Dad. Go to arbitration.
Oh, I don't know. Go through all that palaver again. Look at this. Came this morning. Another notice to remedy.
But we've had one of them and done them all. Well, most of them.
Oh, once they get you down, they tries to keep you down, boy. Listen to what we got to do. 12 blasted jobs, fencing, upkeep of fences and edges unsatisfactory.
Oh, never mind, Dad.
When's he been snooping round, seeing all these things, eh? That's what I'd like to know.
It'd have to be blind not to see them bed ends and bits of galvanised we got stopping some of our edges,
There's
Dad.
There's nothing wrong with that, doing their jobs, ain't they?
I suppose it is just the look of the thing, Dad.
Yeah, it tells you once a Scotchman gets his hooks into you, he never lets go. I reckon Lillian ought to know about this.
What else is there on the list?
Oh, rabbit warren. Should be cleared out.
Oh, jigger that. Yeah. Where'll I get any shooting, then?
Except a tank wants cleaning out. Load of blasted nonsense. Only about 15 years since I done it. Swerting a treat. Crust like apple pie on the top. Had a look.
Yeah. Well, I'm off into Borchester, Dad. I'll be back for the milking.
Oh, Borchester? What better all these jobs we have to do?
Oh, plenty of time for them. I've got to go urgency. A couple of things I need for tonight.
Tonight? Oh, what's doing tonight, then, boy?
I want a new shirt and some sexy aftershave.
Oh, I reckon you're sexy enough, Eddie. Well, who's the lucky girl, then?
One night will be.
Eddie!
Any more before we close? Last orders, Mike.
No, thanks, Clary. I better not.
Oh, towels on then, thank goodness.
Yeah, that pie was very nice, Clary. I'll recommend it.
Oh, glad you enjoyed it, Mike.
Mm.
Betty away or something, is she? Not often you come in for lunch.
Well, she said she'd be back and then phoned up to say she wouldn't. Oh, I didn't fancy sitting on me own having baked beans, that's all.
Don't blame you, Mike.
Oh, I don't know, Clary. Beats you at times, doesn't it?
What does?
Well, way of the world. I mean, there's no natural justice in things, is there?
Lord, don't ask me, Mike.
No blooming justice at all.
Hey, come on. What's turned you so sour? I can't see it. You've got a lot to complain about. Gentleman farmer, milkman.
Some gentleman.
Well, I can't help you, Mike. Hey, you wouldn't pass me them few glasses over, would you?
Hey, yeah, all right.
Only the sooner I get washed up, the sooner I can start getting ready for tonight.
Oh, got a promise or something, Clary?
Mm-hmm, you could say that.
I don't know. You women have a great time, really. Just one gay social world for you lot, isn't it?
I want some new tights, face pack, shampoo.
Well, that's one hazard my generation didn't have to tangle with anyway.
Hey?
Blooming tights.
Oh. Better get some new lipstick as well, I think.
Well, that's a lot from over there, Clary.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
All right if I go home now, is it?
Silly. And cheer up, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I ought to count me blessings, I suppose. But when I think about where Betty is now...
Betty?
Yeah. She's gone to look round a farm with that Alison Fry woman.
Oh?
You know that little place up above Asset Hill? Wheathead, it's called.
Yeah? Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, well, must sound like sour grapes, I suppose. But that Gavin Fry's been given a chance of buying it. I ask you, a bloke like that, what will he do with a farm? It's enough to drive a real farmer a drink.
Completely, you get... Dad, don't fall asleep there, not with your cap on.
I... Oh, hello, Clary, my dear. Oh, wow, you was asleep there.
Nearly, you were. Oh. For goodness sake, take your cap off.
All right. Plum forgot I got him on. Nice here in front of the range, now I got used to it. You don't half throw some heat out. Hey. But you look glamorous tonight, me gal. Boy, heck you do.
Thanks, Dad.
What you appearing out the window at? Hey, you got a date or something?
Could be, Dad. I'm not dressed up like this to go carting coal.
Was Neil Carter gone and finished with that fancy bit from the wine bar then?
How should I know?
Hey?
Well, I don't run Neil Carter's life for him.
Yes, but... Ah, another night with Shula and them lot, is it? Ha ha, end party, eh, Clary?
Tonight the light of love is in your eyes.
Pictures, is it? I hope you ain't going to one of them there ex-films.
Oh, shush, Dad, go back to sleep.
Well, don't you be too late back, me gal. Is he bringing you back then?
I expect so. Be the first and last time I go out with him if he doesn't.
Oh, ah. Going to Borchester, I suppose.
Oh, I don't know about that. World's our oyster, he said.
Did he, now? Can't be short of a bob or two, then, eh?
Oh, no.
Farmer is here. Reformer's son.
That's right, Dad. Oh, well. Only 15 minutes later than he said. I'm off then, Dad, all right?
Ah, well. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, no, don't get up, Dad.
Aren't you going to ask the bloke in then?
Oh, well, maybe next time I will. Bye, and don't wait up for me.
Now, I wonder what sort of car he's got. I will have a look, me gal. Hey, no, it can't be. Grundy's van? Oh, no, not him. Clary Larkin! You come back here, Clary Larkin!
Taking their time with it, ain't they?
Never mind, Eddie. We're not in a rush, are we?
No, no. All the time in the world.
Eating's supposed to be a relaxed business. It's after pleasure.
Eh?
Relaxing.
Oh, it's just that I'm a bit hungry, Clary. I'd rather have gone straight onto the steak and chips myself. Can't see a lot of point in fiddling about with first courses and that.
Well, you'll have to put up with it for once, won't you?
Eh? Oh, yeah. These jugs of wine ain't bad, though. Want to fill up, Clary?
Thank you, Eddie.
There you are. They're bringing something at last. You'd think the place was packed out the time it's taken.
Shut up. Oh, thank you.
Hey, what's that for? We've got our drinks, mate.
Shh, Eddie. That's a finger bowl.
Finger bowl? Oh, yeah. Here, there's none left.
Oh, it's got a bit of lemon in it, see? It's for washing your fingers after eating your spare rib.
I know. Just making a joke. I wonder if they'd bring two for my feet.
Don't be silly, Eddie. I like your suit, Eddie. And your shirt.
Yeah, not bad, are they? I like your dress, Clary.
Oh, it's an old thing. I had it ages.
Very nice, anyway. I like plenty of cleavage in a dress.
Eddie Grundy.
Well, I don't know where these spare ribs have got to. Maybe the pig couldn't spare them, eh? Spare them, Clary.
Oh, you're mad, Eddie. Do you know that?
Smell my aftershave, can you?
I could in the van.
It's called rampant. Supposed to send women mad with desire.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah. Let me give you some more of this wine, Clary.
Oh, all right. But don't you forget you have to drive back now, will you?
No, don't worry. You won't catch me driving under the affluence of alcohol. PC Clever Clogs Coverdale would be delighted if I lost my licence.
Yeah.
Your dad keeping okay these days, Clary?
Oh, he's all right. There's mum that isn't too good.
So I heard. But your dad, he's all right, is he?
Well, what do you mean, all right?
Well, hasn't been acting a bit odd lately.
Of course not.
Oh, I didn't mean anything.
Well, no odder than usual. Why?
Well, it's just that when we were setting off in the van, he was at your kitchen window, making funny faces.
Oh?
Yeah, waving his hands about and pulling these awful faces. Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't worry if I were you. Oops. Oh, what was that?
I don't know. The lights nearly went out. It flickered anyway.
Oh, Lord. What if we were plunged into darkness in the middle of our spare ribs?
We'll just have to go by touch, won't we?
Oh, Eddie.
Feel our way, eh, Clary, love?
So I sat up and waited for the young madam. Sat by that blooming stove till nearly 1 o'clock, I did.
Yes, Jethro.
I kept dropping into a doze and jerking my head back up. And I read last week's echo from cover to cover, I did.
Another now, Jethro.
Then I hears that van stop outside Dave's. Keep calm now, Jethro, I says to myself. You're the gal a chance.
How you doing, you two?
Oh, fine, Dad. Knocking them together.
Good. I'll carry on putting them in lengths for you then.
Right.
Now, Jethro.
Quarter of an hour goes by without a sound. I goes to the kitchen window and looks out. Oh, I can see the van all right.
Oh, yes, Jethro.
But the blooming windows are steamed up, just like I don't know, Master David.
Steamed up? This time of year? That must have taken some doing.
I walks up and down in front of that stove in my pyjamas and slippers. Up and down I goes another 10 minutes. Then I thinks, jiggery.
Jiggery?
I got me old Mac off the back of the door, slides me feet into me old cold Wellingtons.
Now, Jethro.
Here you are. And just then I hears the van door slam. Footsteps coming. And the engine starts up.
And in comes Clary.
Ah, looking as if she's been pulled through a blooming edge backwards. Standing there, blinking in the light.
Give me a nail, Jethro.
Then she flounces past me and chucks off her coat. Now, me gal, says I.
I've been thinking over what you said about making part of the setup portable, David.
Oh, yes, Dad.
It seems to make sense. Even though buying hurdles and so on would make it a bit more expensive.
Yeah, but that means we can dismantle part of the gear to take it to the sheep, if they're on the other side of the farm, or rather than drive them here every time we want to handle them.
Yes.
You've been nearly half an hour in that blasted Grundy mobile, I said. What do you think you've been a-playing at?
Oh, yes.
Turned on me like a tiger, she did. Oh, she says, what's it got to do with you? Going to tell me about the birds and bees, are you? After all, these yours.
Not a mill, just please.
Brazen as brass she was, Master David. I couldn't make nothing of her at all. Eddie Grundy, I says, you must be going off your blooming head.
Yes, just that. Oh, hello. I wonder what Tony wants.
Blowed if I know, Master David. Blowed if I know anything anymore. Grundy, if she thinks I'm going to come round to look in that blooming tribe, she's got another thing coming.
Phil, you got a minute?
Oh, Tony, what brings you right up here?
I called at Brookfield and Jill said you were busy up here. Not that there's anything you can do.
Well, what's happening?
Just wanted someone to moan to.
Why? What's happened?
Lost 6 piglets last night, that's all.
Oh, that's bad luck, Tony. Laid on, I suppose.
Yeah. But that's not the whole story.
Well, don't you take precautions?
Well, of course I do. Look, did you have a power cut last night?
Eh? Yeah. No, I'm sure we didn't.
Oh, wait a minute, though. I think the house lights dimmed once or twice, but that's all. I just thought I'd call and see. Oh, well, even electricity seems to have it in for Tony Archer now.
Well, how's that, then?
Well, when the blooming power went off, the fuses blew.
Ah.
The piglets must have felt cold and gone back to the sow, and she laid on half of them.
What a shame. Of course, we have a backup generator at Hollow Tree that comes on automatically if the mains...
Yes, of course.
Oh, I am sorry.
So, instead of suckling away today, there's 6 of them out on the mucky.
Oh, well, that's farming, Tony.
Oh, yes, yes. Press on regardless, Tony. Getting ready for all your ewes, I see.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How's Pat?
Oh, moody for some unknown reason. Being rather dark and Welsh with me.
Oh. Probably the weather. I must get on, Tony.
Yes, of course. Oh, look, sorry for moaning, Phil. It's just so depressing when you go in the morning and there they are.
Yes. I never quite got used to it.
Oh, well, I've got another sow due soon. I wonder what'll go wrong with her.
Wonder what the matter with him was. Didn't even spare us a glass.
You want to think of your poor mother, I said to her. You know she ain't in good health.
Yes, Jethro.
I reckon she was too many to take any notice. She kicked her eye heels halfway across the floor and headed for the stairs. Listen, me gal, I says, there's families and families in Ambridge. And some just don't mingle.
Hold the post still, will you, Jethro?
Ah, right.
Oh, nothing like a bit of brute force and ignorance, eh?
She wasn't so chirpy at breakfast this morning, though. So I had another go at her again about it. You've got to understand, gal, I said, this is for your own blooming good. Funny, isn't it? She said to me that people always say that when they want to stop other people enjoying themselves. I don't know where she's picked up these ideas, Master David. In my day, gals had some respect for their fathers. They did what they was told.
Well, Jethro, young women are liberated now, you see.
Liberated?
Mm.
If going with the looks of Eddie Grundy is being liberated...
Well, I make it about 10 o'clock. Time for a snack?
Oh, good.
It's enough to make a man fly to the bottle, that's what it is.
Why, what's the matter, Jethro?
Oh, Dad!
My Clary, that's what's the matter, Master Phil. Getting herself tangled up with that Eddie Grundy.
You asked for it, Dad.
Dolling herself up for that waster. I thought she'd got some decent farming bloke in tow. And then he comes, large as life and twice as blooming ugly. I've seen what he's got in the back of that van. I'm not as green as I'm blooming cabbage looking, I'll tell you.
You know, I was only saying that myself the other day, Tony. There is no justice.
6 blasted piglets up the Swanee.
I suppose you've heard about that daft bloke from Gleeblands buying Wheathead Farm.
Yeah, shouldn't be allowed.
Oh, it makes you sick, doesn't it? A pair of daft townies getting in there while there's blokes like you and me crying out for a bit more land.
Yeah.
Gavin Fry. Wouldn't let him loose on a flipping window box, let alone a farm.
Makes you wonder.
Oh, well, drown your sorrows, Tony. Not all black, though. I was checking my milk figures last night.
Oh, yeah. Good, were they?
Well, I reckon over 1,100 gallon average net the past 12 months ain't bad for my little lot.
Over 11, you say?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you work that out?
Milk off the place divided by the number of cows.
Well, that's more than I get.
Oh?
Yeah. I'm not much over 1,000.
Well, just goes to show, doesn't it?
Goes to show what, Mike?
Well, I don't know, different land? Well, there'll be a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I swear by my Ayrshires.
I'm not unhappy with my Frisians.
I'd back an Ayrshire against any breed in the world for turning food into milk.
Would you now?
Yeah, I'm thinking of entering one for the Borchester show this time, as a matter of fact.
Huh? Who put that idea into your head?
Phil Archer, as a matter of fact.
Oh. Oh, well, best of British.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hello, Joe.
How are you, Tony?
Almost back to normal, thanks. Still dogged by misfortune?
Oh, that a fact.
Don't suppose you had a power cut last night?
I could have had, for all I know. They took me to bed early.
I lost six of my last litter of pigs when the lamps went out.
Oh? Oh, dear. There's a blow, Tony. Six, eh?
Yes.
A lot of profit can be made from six healthy piglets.
Yes, Joe.
And us struggling tenant farmers needs all the help we can get these days.
Oh, come on, Joe. Tell us your hard luck story.
I weren't talking to you, Mike Tucker.
Oh, I don't know. Struggling tenant farmers. Some folks don't know when they're well off.
Hey, Tony, you haven't heard from your Lillian lately by any chance?
No, Joe.
Only I was thinking of giving her a ring myself just to keep her informed about the farm.
I should think she'll be fascinated, Joe.
Well, she took most gratifying interest in Green Farm when she was here.
Yeah, so I noticed.
I take it your rent will be going up the same as mine.
What?
But if you don't mind my asking, tenant to tenant, so to speak.
Excuse me, Tony. I'll get the drinks in.
Is your rent going up? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, I don't mind, Tony. Yes, he speaks of putting it up by nearly a third.
It won't be as high as mine, even so. Having that silage clamp put in has cost me dear, as well as giving me tetanus.
Well, it's gone up because of the clamp, has it?
Yeah, well, of course. Surely you've had an additional notice of increase?
The only notice I've had is to remedy some more things that are perfectly all right as they are, drains and edges and so on.
Oh, well, you'll certainly be getting one.
One what, Tony Archer?
Rent increase.
I told you, I've had that. Looks like going up the third.
Well, but you'll be getting another because of your new cow cubicles.
Get away with you.
All right, don't believe me then.
But why, for heaven's sake?
Here you are, Tony.
Cheers, mate.
If you're having me on, Tony,
come on, Joe. You didn't think these improvements came scot-free, did you?
But they're to the landlord's benefit.
Oh, yes. And to the tenants. Cow cubicles equals milk. Milk equals check equals increase in rent. You ask Mike.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. Common knowledge, I'd have thought.
Well, what's the point of doing anything?
Hey, steady on, Joe.
Oh, I'm moving away from this quarter, from you two Jonas. All I ever seem to get from the Archer family is bad news. You just wait till I get through to Lillian.
Poor old Joe. Will he ever be in the clear, do you reckon?
I doubt it. He's in a worse state than I am.
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering when you'd make up your mind to come on over, Jethro Larkin.
Well, I got one thing to say to you, Joe Grundy.
Have you, Niv?
And I'll make it quick.
Well, that'll suit me, then. I'd rather have a burst of hot air than a continuous draft.
Ha, ha, very clever.
Yeah.
That must be the cider talking.
No. Naturally quick-witted, us Grundys. It runs in the family.
I don't care what runs in your family, Grundy. Just so long as it don't run into mine.
Now, what are you on about? Now, that must be the Shire's talking.
I mean that good-for-nothing rake of a son of yourn. That's what I mean.
Rake, did you say?
You just tell him to keep away from my gal, or I won't be responsible for me actions.
What?
Don't say you don't know he's been taking my Clary out in that vehicle of his.
That's it. Hey, you surely aren't trying to say my Eddie ain't good enough for her, are you, Larkin?
I am that.
Oh, I'd call my Eddie more of a godsend to her, I would. And she's been on the shelf long enough for you, then? She must have thanked her lucky stars, if you ask me.
Now, stop it, Eddie. Stop it. Stop it, Sarah. Get back, bad boy.
You see what I mean, Neil? He's determined to get through to her.
Yes, Colonel, he is a bit keen.
Liking the poor little girl to death. I don't know what's made him like this. He spends all his time bashing at the partition if I'm not here.
Yeah, well.
It's disappointing.
Good job you put that partition up. He'd have chewed her ears and tail off by now if you hadn't.
I was only leaving it until they got used to each other.
You mean you were going to take it out?
Well, I thought they'd want to be together.
Oh, Hedrick could eat what's-her-name.
Torfrida.
Yeah, kill her, probably.
Oh, sure.
Oh, he would, Colonel. You don't know pigs like I do. You can't put a young pig in with an old one. Or one from a different litter. Well, they can be nasty.
Oh, dear Torfrida. Look what I almost did to you.
Good job you asked me to look in. Could have been gory in here. Blood everywhere.
Kresk is another illusion. Well, I don't know what to do now. You see, I think the partition has restricted Hedrick, and he doesn't like it in there.
Pigs can be savage. Just generally piggish with each other. At Hollertree, I've often had to rescue one that I kept out too long when it was sick or something. And the rest of the litter turned on it when I put it back.
Really? And I've always imagined them to be such good-natured creatures.
Oh, you do get nice old sows like that sometimes.
Mm.
Maybe it's the life they lead now. Seems to me a pig that's rooting about in an orchard all day is bound to be better-natured than them cooped up at Hollertree.
Yes. I rather like that idea, old Torfrida mooching about Ambridge Hall. I suppose I'd have to put a ring in her snout, ain't you?
Yeah, well, unless you want the whole place dug up, Colonel.
Oh, by the way, how's your mother, my boy? I heard you'd been home to see her.
Oh, she's all right now, thanks.
Huh?
Just a blood vessel that burst in her nose. Afraid my dad panicked a bit when he sent for me.
Oh, good. I'm glad it wasn't serious.
No, it looked a lot worse than it really was.
I don't know what to do about you, Hedrick, old boy. I do wish you'd behave.
How old is he now? About 6 months?
Yes, soon will be, by Joe. Ah, tempus fugit, hey, you. Doesn't seem so as long ago as that since I bought the deaf little chap.
Well, there you are, then. Here's the solution, Colonel.
Hey. Coffee time, Freddy.
It's time Hedrick was going to the slaughter.
Freddy!
Grief, old boy, didn't mind what you say.
He'll have to go sometime, and 6 months is about right. And then Torfrida can have the whole sty to herself.
No, you mustn't say that. Hmm? Please, don't let Laura...
Too late, Freddy. Laura heard.
Oh, Neil.
Say, you think it's time our porcine pal went to the block, do you, Neil?
Well, it's up to Colonel Danby, of course.
Oh, now, come on. You're the expert, aren't you? Is he ready or not?
Well, he looks about the right weight, Mrs. Archer.
Right, Freddy Danby. The honeymoon's over. You get that pig processed just as soon as you can.
Well, if you say so, Laura.
Well, thank you, Neil. Well met, as they say. You know, I really feel as if I've achieved something this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And come and get your coffee before it gets cold, you two.
Very well,
yeah. I'm sorry about that, Colonel.
Oh, not your fault, old chap. No, no, it had to come sooner or later. It might as well be now. It's just getting used to the idea, do you see?
Yeah.
Well, of course, you must see him go off regularly.
Well, you can still feel a bit sorry, in a way.
Yeah, then. Well, of course, only Hedrick was singular, you know. Fancy getting so attached to a pig.
Oh, I don't know. Take young playboy now, the boar at Hollertree.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got to know him, you see. He's a real character, his playboy.
Oh, well. It's nice to talk to a kindred spirit.
Mm.
You must call again soon. Call when dear Edric has departed and we'll talk more pigs, eh?
Yeah, righto, Colonel. I'd like that.
Might sample some of the old homemade vino vitae.
Eh?
Yeah, the wine of life, my boy.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, let's go and get that coffee.
I'll turn that radio off, Pat. I'm sick of hearing it plonking on.
I can't. My hands are all flurry.
All right. I'll do it then.
Oh, dear. We are a little ray of sunshine today. Doesn't occur to you that I might have been listening to it.
You don't listen to Muzak like that. It's just there, like the wallpaper.
I see. Still eating your heart out about Mike Tucker's milk figures?
No.
Well, let me think. Has Brian said something?
No.
Tony, you can't make things go right all the time.
Did you have a nice time this morning?
Hmm? Well, I only went to the village, love, and the casinos weren't open.
Oh, very funny. Go to the shop, did you?
Yes, of course.
Remember everything you had to get?
I think so.
Without your shopping list?
How do you know I forgot my shopping list, Tony?
Because I found it on this table about 5 minutes after you'd left.
Oh, good read, was it?
Yes, thrilling. I couldn't put it down.
Oh, I shall have to write you another.
The abbreviations amuse me.
Oh, well, little things amuse
me. Here's your list, Pat. Now, let me see now. Pots. Potatoes, I suppose. Could mean china pots.
Clever, Tony. Potatoes it is.
And then there's S. Puffs. Well, that's obvious.
It is to me, love, especially since I wrote it.
Yes, but what's four cyclops? Didn't know Martha sold those.
Four chops, Tony. Look, I know my writing's funny. It always has been.
Well, perhaps that accounts for this last entry. Doctor question mark. Maybe you were calling on Dr. Poole to decipher your shopping list.
Don't be sarcastic, Tony.
Doctor question mark. Does mean doctor, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well?
Well, what, love?
What does it signify? Did you go and see Dr. Poole?
Do you often go round reading other people's correspondence?
A shopping list. Look.
Yes.
Will you stop messing about with that flower and listen?
I am not messing about, as you put it. I'm
Pat,
making...
why did you go to the doctor?
I'm not telling you while you're like this.
I think I have a right to know.
Why do you think I went?
Was it something about me? Thinking of putting me on some happy pills, are you? Tired of my depression?
Tired of hearing you relate everything to some mysterious fate that has it in for Tony Archer. Yes, I am. You must try and pick up your spirits, Tony. For me and the kids, if nothing else. You're 98% fit again.
Is that what Dr. Poole said?
That's what I'm saying.
You must admit I've had a long spell of bad luck.
Yes, I know you have, love. But only you can pull yourself out of it. Surely you see that. You've got to change yourself a bit. Just a little shift to the positive side of things. Don't you see?
Eddie, I wish they'd play something.
The Mountain Men. Got to get their gear set up first, ain't they?
They seem to have been doing that for hours.
Never mind, Clary. They'll be putting some records on in a minute.
Oh, good. We can have a dance.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's only a tiny dance floor. Ready for another drink, then?
Oh, thanks. Can I have some crisps?
Yeah. Won't be a tick.
Smoky bacon, please.
Hey, hello there, Neil. Didn't know you were coming.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Mine's a pint, and Clary will have a Shazano and lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Clary?
You're on your own then, Neil.
No, Vicky's over there. You're wearing the famous hat with horns, eh? I'm surprised Clary let you wear that.
Clary ain't a shy little mouse, Neil. She don't mind what I wear.
Just as well.
You what?
You run across Jethro yet, have you?
What about Jethro?
I hear he's been eating iron bars all week about you and Clary.
Has he now? Well, we're not bothered. Clary's a big girl now.
That's true.
You say something, Neil.
I reckon somebody's told him about that mattress you got in the back of your van.
Well, it's not there now, clever Dick. Look, are you getting served or what?
Oh, yeah. I've got mine and Vicky's, yeah.
Well, you tight-fisted beggar.
Excuse me. See ya. Oh, and, Eddie, don't let Clary get you in a bear hug.
Watch your lip, Carter. Hey, Clary?
Yeah?
Fancy sitting down for a bit?
Oh, why? I've only had a couple of dances.
I'm a bit hot, that's all.
I thought you liked dancing, Eddie.
Oh, I do it. It's great to... just a bit crowded, isn't it?
Tell you what, I think that Neil Carter's a bit tiddly. He keeps grinning at me over Vicky's shoulder like a blooming split turnip.
Yeah, and me. I reckon he's going a bit soft in the head. Come on, Clary. I'm going to be in a muck sweat if I stay on this floor much longer.
Oh, I was just enjoying it.
Now, that's better. Oh, nice cool point. All right then, Clary.
Oh, I suppose so. Could eat another packet of crisps.
Oh, I'll get some in a minute. By the way, Neil reckons your dad ain't too happy about this.
About what?
This, or me and you going out.
Oh?
Has he said nothing to you?
Wouldn't make no difference if he had. I'll go out with whoever I want.
Yeah? Well, that's all right then.
Oh, look, Eddie, I think the mountain men are going to play now.
You fancy a walk outside, Clary? Cool off a bit?
No, not now. I want to dance. Come on.
In here, Mike.
Oh, having a bit of a rest, love?
Yeah, been standing ironing so long, I feel as if my legs are swelling up.
Ah, that's all right. You want to put up your feet when you get a chance? Aye, I think I'll join you. B&B's gone out of it.
No, I don't think you ought to call them that. Guests would be better.
B&B's they are to me. Some more B&B than others.
Well, these are nice. Quite happy to stroll about the lanes together.
Yeah, well, a generation was used to it. What does the old bloke do?
Well, they're retired now, but he was a postmaster in Coventry. Had lots of responsibilities, his wife says.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, they had planned to retire somewhere in the country, but what with the price of country places nowadays?
Need to be a blasted millionaire to do that.
Yeah, well, that's why they like farming holidays.
Well, I can understand that.
Oh, Mike, there's something I have to ask you, love.
Well, don't look so worried. I won't bite your head off.
Well, you see, it's...
Couldn't have caught me in a better frame of mind, really. Milk figures are up, barley's looking well, Ayrshire's standing like a picture in the fields. You know, I'm beginning to think we've sort of cracked it at last, Betty.
Well, it's only what you deserve, love. You've worked hard for years.
And so have you. Couldn't have done it without you now, could I?
Oh, Mike.
Hey, how did you like the Fry's new place, then? When will they be moving in?
Oh, they don't know that yet, but it's a lovely old house, or could be, you know. Huge inglenook fireplace, oak beams.
Good land? Always looked pretty lush from the road.
Well, I don't know. A lot of it's been sold off. There's only 20 acres, Alison said, and some of it a bit banky.
So they're going to take it, then?
Mm, I think so. I don't think Alison would be able to resist that house. I couldn't.
Hmm?
Mike, they've asked us to dinner.
What? The Fry's have?
Yeah.
Oh, Betty, how many times do I have to tell you not to make plans for me? I don't like things mapped out for me. Not social things, anyway.
I couldn't refuse.
Dinner with him? Well, what on earth do you think we'll talk about?
Well, Gavin's interested in farming.
Oh, is he? I bet he's read a blooming book on it. That's what them kind of people do. They read books on summer and then they think they know more and somebody's been doing it all their life.
Look, that isn't fair. The Fries are a very nice couple.
Hmm. I suppose we'll be having a fry up.
Oh, ha ha.
Now, listen, Betty, if Alison's your friend, that's okay. You be friends with her, but don't drag me into it.
But you will go.
No.
Now, it's Wheathead Farm they want to talk about.
I know nothing about Wheathead Farm, and I don't want to know nothing.
And the plan is to meet them there one Saturday afternoon and have a look round. Then go back to their bungalow for a meal. Nothing formal.
Look over the place, huh?
Now, that's all, Mike. Gavin just thought you might give him some advice. What to do with the land, for instance.
Only got a book on it, then. How to farm in 6 easy lessons.
Oh, I wish you'd listen to me. You see, I don't think they are going to farm the place.
They aren't?
But the way they're talking, it's just the house they want, with maybe a couple of acres immediately round it.
Oh.
And do you see what I'm driving at now?
Yeah, do I? You know, I don't praise you high enough.
Oh, I know that.
In fact, I underestimate you at times. You old shrewdy, you.
Hey, not so much of the old.
So, Gavin wants my advice, does he?
It'd be nice to have a bit more land.
And you think if my advice is that he lets what land he doesn't want...
Well, Alison almost said as much to me. I mean, it's the obvious thing, isn't
it? Oh. Betty Tucker, I love you.
You love farming, you mean.
Of course, I'll have to play my cards right. I won't have to push the bloke.
Ooh, no, Mike.
Well, I've always said it. Everything comes to he who waits and works hard.
I don't know, Mike Tucker. You can change faster than the wind if it suits you.
Of course, it was all in my cards, Mr. Forrest, so I knew it would happen, see?
Oh, is that right, Clary?
Oh, yes. Madame Zaza warned me that a man would be emerging from my periphery.
Sounds a bit painful, that, Clary. Did it hurt much?
Periphery means surroundings, Sid, my surroundings.
Only joking, Clary, love.
Someone you've known for a long time and taken for granted will take on a new light and move out of your periphery. I was flabbergasted.
I ain't surprised. Load of rubbish, that tarot, I reckon.
It is not. They go back to the Egyptians, them cards do.
Oh, so what? But didn't you go in, Sid?
Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, out of curiosity more than anything else. I just wanted to see if it was really Laura, aren't you?
And didn't she predict anything much for you then?
Huh? Oh, yeah, she said there'd be friction. Something to do with a man in blue.
Well, she told me that some people were just like lumps of wood sitting in front of her. Wait a minute, though, Sid. Friction? Man in blue? It must be Coverdale.
She could be right, Sid.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Friction, the fuss about customers' kids being in the bar. Hey, I'll have to go and tell Polly about this. Hey, Flo! Polly!
Oh, dear, I don't know, Clary. But I think that's God making the teapot fit the lid.
Hmm. I couldn't help but believe mine, though.
Well, I hope you're right. And that it works out for you.
Oh, I know what people think of Eddie. I'm not daft. But you have to speak as you find, haven't you?
Oh, ah. Now, if only everybody...
And I find him all right. Fun. Good laugh. I like a man who's a bit wild and can make me laugh.
Well, he certainly fits that bill.
Another pint, is it?
Same again, please.
Of course. There's always a fly in the ointment.
Oh. Of course, a true love never runs smooth, eh?
And here it is.
Here it's up.
Oh, hello, Jethro. What'll it be, then?
Oh, usual, thank you.
And a pint for your dad, please.
Evening, Father.
Evening.
Oh, no.
What was that?
Oh, nothing, Jethro. How's the combine going, then?
I don't know. Don't concern me much. Young Master David and President Carter been charging me in the wheat fields on it back end of this week. I just gets on with me own work. Let the blimmin' world go by, he says. You can't stop it.
Oh, for goodness sake, cheer up.
Cheer up, sir. I got nothing to cheer up about. I can't see a break in the clouds nowhere.
Oh, dear, I don't know. Jesus wants me for
when
a
you
son
work like I have all my life, Tom. Worked and scratched in order to give your family a decent living. If you were trying to teach your children what's right and what ain't.
Your pint, Father. Mr. Forrest.
Thanks, Clary. And that should be just right, I think.
Tom.
Gentleman in the ploughman's looking as if he's just crossed the Sahara, Clary.
I'm going, Sid. Glad to.
Oh. Hello, Jethro. Fine evening.
Depends where you'm standing, I'd say, landlord.
Well, what more could you want, eh? I mean, here you are in this famous old establishment, and if I'm not mistaken, you've just had a pint bought. I mean, what more could you ask?
I could ask for a lot more, Sid Perk. A dutiful daughter for a start.
Yeah, you say dutiful or beautiful?
Maybe I shouldn't have let her work in this pub, listening to a lot of free talk all night. Then again, I blames that blasted Madame Zaza as well.
Oh, do you, Jethro?
Oh, that lets you off the hook, Sid.
Woman of her age getting done up like a gypo and putting ideas into a gal's head. It's downright irresponsible, I reckon.
Oh, I don't know. Of
course it is. And I'll tell her so when I sit her next. She had my Clary all wound up looking for a bloke. Of course, she had to clap her eyes on the worst apple in the barrel. I mean, I could have stomached anybody but that long streak of mutton.
Jethro.
Families is like oil and water.
Jethro.
I'll tell you this. If anything happens to my Clary...
Evening, Eddie.
Evening, Sid. Mr. Forrest.
Eddie.
My bird behind the bar, then.
What's that?
Oh, hello, Mr. Larkin. Didn't see you there.
Yeah, she's in the ploughman's, Eddie.
I'll go through, then.
Uh-huh.
Put one in the wood for Mr. Larkin when he's ready, will you, Sid?
Yeah. Yes, righto, Eddie. Hoo-hoo. Well, now, what do you think of that, Tom, eh? Smartened himself up a bit, hasn't he?
Oh, and very polite and all. Oh, dear. Mr. Larkin, eh? I wondered who he was talking to for a minute or two.
It's been a while since we've done this, Pat.
Just
a bit early, I suppose. Still light outside.
Oh, it's just what I've been needing. Lovely early night with my library book.
Wish I had one. I've read The Echo twice. What is it?
It's just a novel.
Oh, yes, sloppy romance, eh? Wedding bells on the last page. Heaven coming down with the confetti.
Oh, that's where marriage is supposed to be made, isn't it? Heaven?
Ooh, looking at the decree nisi list in this paper, you'd think they were made in the other place.
Oh, don't be so cynical.
I think a lot of them get married too young, you know?
When the blood is hot.
Yeah, before they've really had a good time. You know, shopped around a bit. You can't settle down until you've got rid of your wild oats.
No, Marjorie Prue.
Well, that's what I think, anyway. Sorry you're leaving.
Trying to.
Rent goes up on Lady Day. Money. Always money. It's all I seem able to think about.
Tony.
It goes round and round in my head.
Would you like something else to think about?
Yes, all right. I'll buy it.
I'm having another baby.
What?
That's why I went to see Dr. Poole yesterday.
And you waited all this time to tell me?
Well, you've been so grumpy this week, I didn't want to add to your worries.
Well, well.
Is that all you're going to say? Is that it?
Well...
I knew you wouldn't be pleased. It is just another worry, isn't it?
But I am pleased, Pat. Very pleased.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you?
For yesterday's memories, today's love, and tomorrow's dreams, dear Pat.
Oh, Tony, that's lovely.
Yeah, of course. Did you remember it? I got it off an old anniversary card you gave me.
Oh, you beast. Why couldn't you let me think you'd thought of it yourself?
Anyway, love, I do mean it. Anyway, actions speak louder than words, I always say.
You mark my page, Tony.
Drat your page, Pat Archer. Come here.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon, I thought, Clary. If you want to, that is.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to. I tell you what. I'll bring something in a basket. Cold chicken or something. We can have a bit of a picnic.
Yeah, all right, then. I'll get a couple of bottles of cider.
Oh.
You got a rug, have you?
Rug?
Yeah, well, I don't mind. I can sprawl on the grass. I just thought you might want one.
Oh. Well, that's really thoughtful of you, Eddie. I like that in a man.
Oh, I'm full of thoughts. Don't you worry about that. I've got a great future ahead of me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I don't intend to be a stick in the mud like my old man.
Your old man? What about mine?
Yeah, I suppose there ain't much to choose between them.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Your old man's just come in.
Oh, Lord. Where's yours going?
Straight across to him with an empty glass in his hand.
Oh, this should be fun.
Well, Jethro Larkin, what's it to be tonight, then? More arty party?
I told you my feelings, Joe Grundy.
Well, can't say I'm jumping over the muck heap about it myself. But it seems to me the less fuss we make, the quicker it'll burn itself out.
Oh? You reckon if we leave him alone, then?
Oh, I do. So, here's a bit of drink on it, eh? Let him think we're bosom pals, eh?
Oh. Well, all right, then. I'll give it a try.
Right. Don't mind to point aside, I think, kindly, Jethro.
Hey? Why, you old fool?
Well, Jethro, we're supposed to be pals. Remember?
The Archers, written by James Robson, produced by William Smethurst, was directed in our Birmingham studios by Mark Decker.